Well, the Community Foundation was started 85 years ago to be a place where multiple different charitable funds, endowments, foundations, and trusts could be managed collectively under one umbrella. So we're not one foundation, we're more than 600 foundations, if you will, but collectively managed, which generates efficiencies and also enables us to do a variety of different things for the benefit of the community. So the Community Foundation has funds for broad and general purposes and some that are very, very specific. Like, for instance, we manage the Say Yes scholarships and things of that nature. You know, I'm encouraged by the level of philanthropy that we're seeing. The Community Foundation has been growing. Last year, we received more than $12 million in contributions and distributed more than $8 million in grants, and that has been growing year over year since the bottom of the recession. I'm seeing more gifts of different sorts, many more gifts through legacy plans and estates. I think over time that will aggregate to the benefit of the community to have a strong source of charitable capital that will be able to support nonprofits here locally on an ongoing basis. This particular fund is distinct because it's going to support civic improvement, which is a new and interesting way of providing for all of our public benefit. But that's one of the reasons why you have a community foundation, is to have a place where all these different types of charitable things can be impacted over time. And so we're pleased to be a part of this particular project.